We are in the middle of a series called Sound Mind. We're talking about mental health, and today I am so honored, and you are privileged to be able to get to hear a great friend of mine. Dr. Wes Beavis is a friend of mine for the last several years. I've got to know him through our network and our connections in the restoration movement. And as I've gotten to know him, his message has just resonated with me, and I believe it will resonate with you. Now, let me just give you a little bit of his story. He hails all the way from Irvine, California, by way of, well, I should have said it the other way. Really, he comes from Australia. He's from the Down Under, okay? You're going to love his accent. It's awesome. It don't matter what he says. Everything's funnier. Everything's more powerful because he's Australian. But then he comes from Irvine, California, and when we were getting ready to do this series, I reached out to him and I said, would you just come and bless our church? This is his area. Now, you should know this. He served in ministry for about 25 years, was a pastor, planted a church, and in his own story, which I'll let him share, God really led him to becoming a psychologist. He's a clinical psychologist, which means he sees people all the time. He's in the trenches with mental health. And so there's no one better that we could bring out here today. So would you all do me a favor? Would you put your hands together? Would you welcome my good friend, Dr. Wes Beavis?
How about you, brother? Good man. Oh, so good to be here. Yes, I am Dr. Wes Beavis. I've been trained and licensed to diagnose and treat mental illness. And I am happy to report that your senior pastor, Pastor Tim Moore, does not have a mental illness. What? Pastor Tim and Laura Lee, I'm just so honored that I get the chance to serve you and serve your church. And I'm just so grateful that God called you to plant this church many years ago. And I know it hasn't been a chain of unbroken victories. I know it's you've had some times that have been really hard, but you've hung in there. And I just want to say, God bless you. And I want to honor you. Thank you. Dustin is here for the first time at this campus. Dustin, you are really welcome. And a handsome, good-looking guy like you, just bring a bunch of your friends next week. Where's Christian? Christian is down here. Christian, I don't want you to be embarrassed, because you're right in that age group where you can be embarrassed. But Christian, I don't want you to be embarrassed, but I'm not going to do anything that would cause you any harm. Trust me, I'm a doctor. Christian, would you stand? Just stand where you are. Christian, how old are you? You're 15. Christian, I was 15 when I sensed the call of God to go into ministry. Now, Christian, you are growing up in a much more complicated and crazy world. It indeed is a crazy world out there. But I don't fear the crazy world, because you are in here. And you are growing up in faith. And one day God Almighty is going to say, Dr. West, time for you to exit the stage, because I've got Christian ready to come on and take over. So Christian, I want you to continue to build your faith. You are a leader in the making. You are going to change the world for good, because God is working through you. Don't you ever forget that. And Christian, next Sunday is Father's Day. You make sure you tell your dad that you love him. And he's going to want to hear that more than any gift you buy. So, Christian, you've got a great dad, and you're a powerful team. So, everybody, give it up for the future leader in this world, Christian. All right, I tell you what, I'm liking Ohio. You know, there are some times where I think, where would I live if I didn't live in California? Actually, there's lots of times I think, well, I'm in California. I tell you, it never ceases to amaze me. Sometimes in a good way. I'm not going there. But I think Ohio has never been on my list. But I'm thinking of putting Ohio on my list. It's really good. I'm telling you, it. Does it snow here? Oh, okay, forget that. No. All right, if you've got your Bibles there, I want you to come with me to a passage in Psalm 139 is one that you know very well. And I'm going to start out verse 13, Psalm 139. Lord God, speak through me, I pray, in the next half hour, in Jesus' name. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And would you join me in saying the rest? I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Well, I'm here to tell you that we may think we know it full well, but by the time we get to the other half of this next few minutes, you're going to know God even fuller well. That's really bad grammar. But hey, you know, sometimes doctors are human too. You're going to know the magnificence of God, of what he has done in creating you. Now, Pastor Tim gave a great message last week about the bigness of God, that God creates planets and solar systems. And I want to talk to you today of the bigness of God, what he has done in you, and how what he has done in you, what chemicals he's put in you can help you to be mighty in your faith. And regardless of how you may be feeling one day from the next, emotionally, mentally, it doesn't matter, because you can tap in to a power that can transform you instantly. If you think that sounds good, let me hear you say yes. All right, let's get into it. Ann Yella, on the left, good friend of my wife and myself. Her and her friend Debbie Nichols loved going out mountain bike riding. On this one particular day, they were riding in Whiting Ranch in Southern California. And as I was sitting down having lunch with Ann and interviewing her for her experience on this story, she was telling me how she was just ahead of Debbie riding down one of the hills, mountain hills. And she said, Wes, out of my peripheral vision, I could see this reddish-brownish fur, and I thought I had startled a deer. But moments later, I recognized it was no deer. I was being attacked by a mountain lion. It pounced on me. It sent me careening off my bike down into a ravine, and it started to try to grab a hold of my neck, and it couldn't get a purchase of my neck, because when I fell off my bike, my helmet dislodged, and it was covering the part of my neck that the lion was trying to get to bite to kill me. And so the mountain lion was getting frustrated and latched onto my face and started dragging me down into the ravine. Now, Ann is a Marine, a tough woman. And she said, in that moment, I realized I was in the fight for my life. Debbie Nichols came upon the scene just seconds later and saw what was taking place. She jumped off her bike, threw it aside, went down into the ravine, grabbed Ann's ankle, and started pulling Ann up the ravine. Now, Debbie Nichols was at a decided disadvantage because the lion was attached to Ann, who Ann she would have been 120 pounds. The lion would have been that or more, and here's Debbie Nichols pulling them both up the ravine. How does a young lady who does not weigh as much as this mountain lion do that? How does she summon the strength? How does she summon the power in that moment to be able to act in that way in a life-threatening situation, a vicious situation, to summon that type of focus? I tell you why. Because infused within Debbie Nichols, infused within me, you, everybody in this room, are neurochemicals that God put there for purposes. And so in that moment, Debbie Nichols is under the influence of adrenaline. And what adrenaline does is it's a neurotransmitter, a neurochemical that shocks all our muscles into action. And followed by adrenaline is a chemical called cortisol. And cortisol has a special purpose. Okay, I put this to say, Wes, don't forget, Anne survived. Because sometimes I tell the story Anne survived. They got a helicopter in there. They life-flighted her. The surgeon, the trauma surgeon, said it looked like the whole side of her face had been opened up, handfuls of dirt thrown in there, and the flap closed. He said it was a miracle that she survived. The chance for infection was incredibly high. Anne did survive. Not only that, she loves Jesus. And she was on a lot of, I think all of the television stations wanted to interview Anne. And she said, I'm happy to come on as long as you let me say it was the power of Jesus that got me through that. She's a mighty woman of faith. And so she survived. There's my beautiful wife, Ellie, next to Anne, and she is doing great today. So let me give you a little bit of science. I love the nexus of faith and science, because out there in the world, they will try and convince you that if you are a Christian, you are anti-science. And that is furthest from the truth you could ever be. Christians make the greatest scientists. I'm talking Da Vinci, George Washington Carver, Galileo, great people of the faith. So don't you buy into that if you are a person of faith that you're anti-science. No, Christians make great scientists. But in our physiology, we have adrenal glands. They sit right on top of our kidneys. And those adrenal glands secrete chemicals that we need to perform certain functions. And when under stress, the adrenal glands secrete these hormones. Firstly, what we're talking about today is cortisol. What cortisol does is it transfers sugar into energy. It improves the ability of your brain to use that energy. And it does this instantaneously. How fearfully and wonderfully made. God knows that there are certain situations that we're in that we need an infusion of adrenaline followed by an infusion of cortisol to help us focus on the task at hand, because it can be a life-threatening situation. Our brain becomes alive to the fact that we've really got to focus here. Now, what it also does is it suppresses some other biological functions. So, if you're being chased by a bear, for example, you know, guys specifically, you know, you're not going to be chased by this bear and go, oh, man, I'm really hungry right now. I should have had breakfast. You know, no. You're not thinking of food at that point. Your whole digestive system has shut down. You're not thinking of the bear is thinking of breakfast, but you are not thinking of breakfast. Also, your reproductive system has shut down at that point, because the body recognizes you don't need your reproductive system to be alive at that moment. You know, in other words, if I can just say it, you know, umbrella of mercy, you know, guys, it's probably one of the only times when you're being chased by a bear that you're not thinking about sex. There I heard it. Bunch of wives in the house are going, honey, we should get a pet bear. So now there's another hormone called dehydroepiandrosterone, or DHEA for short. Now, what dehydroepiandrosterone is it's a neurosteroid that helps your brain to grow. See, years ago, people thought, scientists specifically, thought that you were born with all the brain cells you were ever going to have. And so we spend our lives kind of burning through those brain cells to the point that at the end we're dumber than a box of rocks because we burn through all our brain cells. That is not the truth. The reality is that our body can be causing what is known scientifically as neurogenesis, the beginning of new brain cells. Right up until the time we die, our brain can be producing new brain cells. And dehydroepiandrosterone is a neurosteroid that promotes that type of growth. Now, I'm calling an audible here. And Tommy, I met you before the service. Pastor Russ, could you rig Tommy up with a microphone? Or Tommy, come on up here. I'm going to get Tommy's help. How many people in the house hit the gym? Just okay. So you will be able to identify. Come on, Tommy. I need you to run. Okay. So Tommy, You know how Christians are meant to be, you know, humble and all of that. This is right now, I don't want you to be humble. This is not the time for you to be humble. I'm telling you, Tommy, you got it going on, man. Look at that. Were you just born with these? Did you just wake up one morning and like, whoa, look at that?
I was a string bean up until like 25.
A string bean?
Yeah.
So what did you do? What prayer did you pray to get those guns?
Ate a lot of protein. Probably did pray to God quite a bit to not look like a piece of paper.
Tommy, you're doing great, man. I think I might just hand the message over to you. Tommy, when I go to the gym and I'm doing kind of weights, hoping that I'll be able to get what you've got, the next day my muscles just hurt. Why is that?
Well, when you work out, you get these micro tears in your muscle. And when your body regenerates and grows and heals, it causes that tingling, that soreness. It sometimes hurts, pain the next day, 2 days later.
Okay, so what you just told me is you get that going through the process of pain.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
And you kind of fall in love with it after a while.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You're sore, you get kind of charged because you know your body's growing a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're under stress. You put the muscle under stress, and then your body releases testosterone. And testosterone helps that muscle repair and helps it to grow.
Yep.
Friends and family and ex-church online, this is what happens when you push through the pain. So would you give it up for Tommy? You did great, man. Thank you so much. So just as you push through the pain and testosterone helps your muscles to grow, dehydroepiandrosterone helps your brain to grow through stressful experiences. And this is why I'm here to deliver you the good news. Stress is not the enemy. I want you to say that on the count of three. Stress is not the enemy. 1, 2, 3. Stress is not the enemy. And the solution is not to go through life avoiding stress. Oh, that's stressful, I can't do that. And oh, that's stressful, I can't do that. No, the solution is to get the neurosteroid of dehydroepiandrosterone in your system activated. So your stressful situation can transform into a growth situation. Now, what you just saw there, Dr. West lost his words. How many other people in the house have ever wanted to say something important and you've lost your words? That is a process in which you have like 7 sumo wrestlers going for the one door, and they all get stuck. So that it happens to the best of us. So just relax on that. We call that cortical inhibition. So next time you're lost for words, just say, hey, it's just that cortical inhibition. I've just got so many good things to say. They're all running for the front door at the same time, and they all get stuck. So that's just a little side benefit there. Okay, so which is better, cortisol or DHEA? Because cortisol is, you know, a stress hormone. DHEA will cause your brain to grow. It's the wrong question to ask, because both are important. God's put them both there for a reason. So it's the ratio that's most important. And I want you to get this. Christian, you got to get this, man, because you'll be preaching this one day. When you've got high cortisol, if you're being chased by a bear, and low DHEA, that can be a problem. It's not a problem when you're being chased by a bear in a legitimate, highly stressful, life-threatening situation. But when you've got high cortisol all the time, your production of dehydroepiandrosterone is going to be diminished. And what that does is that causes harm to the immune system. And it also is linked to depression. And so the world in which we live, especially the media traffics in fear, because it knows that if it can tap into your fear response, then it's got your attention. Now, we just went through a global pandemic, right? And it was all to do with health and all to do with people remaining healthy. So what did we do? We locked everybody up in their homes. We said, don't go to the gym, don't go to church, don't do this, stay away from people because there's this pathogen out there that's going to kill you. And so what do? We stress people out. We had lots of cortisol running through the system. And what does that do? Suppresses the immune system. At the very time we needed our immune system to be high, we were in the world just making people incredibly fearful. And so, now let me go back to that. If you're being chased by a bear or being attacked by a lion, absolutely let the cortisol rip. But we live in a culture that wants you to be overdosing on cortisol all the time. And it's not good for the function of your body and specifically your immune system and your mental health. So if we flip that around and we've got high dehydroepiandrosterone, or DHEA for short, and low cortisol, that has been linked to reduced anxiety and depression, reduced heart disease, reduced brain cell deterioration. Those are all good things. And so we want to be in, and God wants us to be in this format most of the time, unless we're in a life-threatening situation. And so, because these are all the benefits of being in that orientation. Now, this research has come out of Stanford University, led by Dr. Kelly McGonigal and her research team. And what they've called this, when you've got high dehydroepiandrosterone and low cortisol, they call this the growth index because it stimulates the production of new brain cells. And it's like when we put ourselves, you know, we find ourselves in a stressful situation and we've got high dehydroepiandrosterone, our body goes, okay, we're going to need more brain cells because we're going to deploy these new brain cells to be able to become more resilient and purposeful and missional in our response. The growth index, it's been linked to greater persistence. When you're in that orientation, high dehydroepiandrosterone, low cortisol, you have a greater persistence, greater resilience, higher performance, greater focus, superior problem-solving skills. This is the orientation that God wants you to be most of the time. So the question is, well, how in this stressful world, where sometimes I do feel anxious and do feel depressed and do feel a myriad of other things, some burnout and what have you, how do I activate the growth index? That's a great question. You change your view about stressful events. I want you to say that after me on the count of three. One, two, three. Change your view about stressful events. So what do I mean by that? You can have a fear and worry view of stressful events, as typified by these statements. I can't handle this. I just can't handle this. Or this will do me in. I'm done. Or my favorite one, this is going to be the death of me. Because when we speak those words over our situation, when we have that type of view of the stressful events, what's that going to do to your system? It's going to cause a cortisol spike in your system. And you're going to go into survival mode, not growth mode. And so we have the option of followers of God, knowing that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that this is, you know, stressful situations are no surprise to God, but he's got it covered. He's got our adrenal glands within us that can secrete certain chemicals that help us to be either able to grow through a situation or survive through a life-threatening situation. So we can have a fear and worry view of stressful events, and that's where a lot of people are, and that's where a lot of mental health issues come from. Fear and worry, sensing that you don't have control, If you're here today and you do have experiences of anxiety and maybe even panic attacks, then I want you to remember this word, control. What am I trying to control that I can't control? And that's where the benefit of knowing Jesus, knowing God, your creator. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will know evil because I'm just that good. I've got a good self-help book that's going to help me get through the valley. No, I will fear no evil because you are with me. That's what we call having a growth-oriented view of stressful events. You know, to say, well, this looks like a setback, but God's going to use it to build my strength and resilience. That is a growth-oriented view of a stressful event. Yeah, I mean, I'm not asking you to bury your head in the sand and say, all's good. No, all's not good. But God's going to use this in some way. God's going to bring good out of this. He's going to build a sense of greater purpose in my life because of this. I'm going to have greater resilience, greater stress. Oh, and this is a good. I want everybody to stand up. And we're going to say this one together. I believe regardless of what I face, God is with me and he will bring good out of it. So on the count of three, we're going to do this several times. On the count of three, I want us all just at the top of your lungs to declare this growth-oriented view of stress events. All right, one, two, three. I believe, regardless of what I face, God is with me, and he will bring good out of it. Again, I believe, regardless of what I face, God is with me, and he will bring good out of it. I believe, regardless of what I face, God is with me, and he will bring good out of it. Come on. I believe, regardless of what I face, God is with me, and he will bring good out of it. Come on again. I believe, regardless of what I face, God is with me, and he will bring good out of it. All right. How many people felt a little charge up your back when you're declaring that? Did you feel that charge? Because of what you said, simply by what you said, you created a neurotransmitter response in your body. You felt something in your body because of what you declared. I believe. Regardless of what I face, God is with me, and he will bring good out of it. And God goes, oh, all right, more brain cells. Because in order to bring good out of this, in order to expand the purpose, we need more brain cells. We need adrenal glands, secrete more dehydroepiandrosterone, which will stimulate the production of new brain cells because I'm going to deploy those brain cells for a great mission. See how it works? Oh, give yourselves a hand. You did great. Go ahead and sit down. All right. And the Bible is full. The Bible is full of promises that would cause us to have a growth-oriented view of stressful events. Let's say this together. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Here's another. Let's say it together. The word of God over our lives, stimulating the production of dehydroepiandrosterone, causing neurogenesis in our brains as we speak these words. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's a growth-oriented view of stressful events. You say these words over your life. You are causing your adrenal glands in there. We're ready. We've got buckets of cortisol ready to go at the ready. And you're going, calm down. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For I, the Lord your God, am with you wherever you go. So here's a takeaway. Anybody wake up in the middle of the night and you're kind of, something's just landed in your brain and you're just ruminating, you know, something that you're afraid of, parents particularly with your kids or something, and it just, anybody in the house ever do that? Wake up and you just got your, and you try not to think about it. It's like if I say, you know, stop thinking about pink elephants. You know, immediately, right across this room, you go, oh, pink elephant. Okay, I'm going to give you, it's called box breathing. And speak this over your life. So you breathe in, and you make a statement while you breathe in. I haven't perfected how to do that yet. And then hold it. And then you breathe out, and then you hold it. And this is what I do. I go, don't be afraid. Hold it. Don't be discouraged. Let it out. For I am with you. Hold it, says the Lord. Breathing in. Don't be afraid. Holding. Don't be discouraged. Let it out. For I am with you. Hold it, says the Lord. And you just do that. Box breathing. You know, that's something that I learned through counseling Marines. But I do, you know, they do, you know, count one, two, three. I just put scripture in there. Wes, don't be afraid. Hold it. Don't be discouraged. Let it out. For I am with you, says the Lord. You just go round and round the box, round and round the box. That's kind of, go side by side around the box. I guess you could go round the box. I guess it's, you do that. That's a little takeaway. Try that next time you wake up and you're just going to calm your whole system that's been put on alert by your brain or a bad dream or so on. Just use that box breathing, and this is a great, great passage to meditate on while you do that. So this is the format that God wants you to be most of the time. High dehydroepiandrosterone, low cortisol. How do you get there? You get there by your view of stressful events. If you think, oh, this is going to be the death of me, then you expect a bucket of cortisol into your bloodstream. But if you say, no, I believe regardless of what I face, God is with me and he will bring good out of it. I guess you could box breathe that too. I believe, regardless of what I face, God is with me. He'll bring good out of it. That also works. Just thought of that on the spot. Because, man, I'm amped up with DHEA right now. Okay. And this is what I love. This is what I love, that the nexus between God's word and scientific discovery. Because there's so much of it in the scripture. I've loved this verse my whole life following Jesus. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I've always loved that. But I always looked at it through a metaphorical sense. You know, it's like, well, the heart is the center of your body and your mind is, you know, you're praying thoughtfully. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And I've been thinking all the time that's true in the metaphorical sense. But when I read the scientific literature, that high dehydroepiandrosterone levels, low cortisol, is linked to reduced heart disease. And it's linked to reduced brain cell deterioration. And then I saw this verse in an entirely expanded way. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will literally, literally guard your heart. It will guard your heart. Remember, it reduced heart disease. So, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart. You'll have less heart disease if you have this growth-oriented view of stress. And your minds in Christ Jesus. Reduced brain cell deterioration. So when you meditate on these things, when you have a growth-oriented, a God view of what you're going through, you're going to have less heart disease, less brain cell deterioration. In fact, you're going to have the opposite. You're going to have neurogenesis taking place, the formation of new brain cells. And if any of you have been in a situation where you've got, I'd love to be able to do that, but I don't think I could do, you get up and speak, do what Tommy just did, come up and, give a flex in the name of Jesus and for his glory. It's like, I don't think I could ever do it. Well, no, you can't do it. You can't do it in your current form. But when you have a growth-oriented, it's like, yeah, but I believe regardless of what I face, there might be times I go through abject humiliation. I might get up here with Dr. West and I've got all those thoughts running for the front door at the same time and I experience cortical inhibition and I'm feeling really embarrassed because I know what I want to say in my head but I just can't get it out my mouth. I'm fearful of that. And so you stay. You stay in your current form. No dehydroepiandrosterone is released. In fact, the opposite, cortisol is released. Reinforcing that sense that, yeah, there's reason to be fearful. But if you go, no, I'm tired of being the current format. I've been this current format for way too long. I want to grow. And I got to put myself through some stress. And I got to put myself through some growing pains. But I believe, regardless of what I face when I'm going through the stress of growing, that God is with me and he's going to bring good out of it. And I'm going to be a better version of myself. And one day, I'll be able to do what Tommy did. I'll be able to do what Dr. West did. And one day, I'm going to see it in the life of Christian. One day, as he's getting up, he's got a lot of growing to do, as we all do. But God has given him everything that he needs to push through, including a loving church family. Who will help him on his mission. Yeah. So, hey, Pastor Tim, come on up here. Let's pray for the church together. And let's give it up for... Pastor Tim, I've done my best to deliver what I think is a good message for the Amen. People to hear.
And absolutely. Come on. Yeah.
So, what's God put on your heart in terms of how this message could be deployed in the life of your amazing people?
I think it's about, when this is what the series really has been, is gaining a faith-filled perspective that every situation we go through, because we are going to go through painful situations.
Yeah.
We're going to experience loss and grief and disappointment, discouragement. We are. That's part of living in this broken world. But I think what you're helping us understand is have the right kind of perspective that I'm not going to be defeated by my situation because the Lord is with me and I'm more than a conqueror in him. Oh. And so we're just going to walk in that and begin to speak life. This is what we practice builds DHEA. Worship builds DHEA. Oh, you know that. Whenever you practice that and you declare things, it's actually changing the neuroscience inside of you.
Oh,
the neurochemicals.
So true. So true. Let me pray for you, church. Let us pray for you, Father God in heaven. Thank you that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And Lord God, we know that full well even more now as we've seen just how you've created us to respond to situations. And Father, as we seek to be in the growth index all the time through the power of your Spirit, may that rub off on the people around us that are just under the burden of anxiety and depression and other issues. Lord, and that we're able to share with them and able to invite them to come into a house of faith, into a house of growth. I pray for anybody here, Lord God, that came into the house and they were just carrying the burden of something, just heavy. I pray that right now, through what you've said, through this message, and through the worship, through our time together, that they would be unleashed, that that burden would be taken from them, and a greater sense of, it doesn't matter what I go through, God is with me, and he will bring good out of it. In Jesus' name. And all the people said, amen.
Come on, let's give it up for Dr. Wes.
Thanks so much for tuning into this message. I hope that it encouraged you and inspired your faith. If God is doing something in your life, would you take a moment and let us know? We want to connect with you and we want to be able to pray for you. All you have to do is shoot us an email to hello@thex.church, or you can always send us a DM on one of our social media platforms. And if you know somebody that would also be encouraged by this very message, why not take a moment and just share it with them right now? And as always, I want to say thank you to every single person who so generously financially supports this ministry so we can continue to get messages like these out to people all over the world. We believe God is building something special and you're a significant part of it. Until next time, have a great day.